What are they doing in Columbus behind closed doors that they don't want you to know? The budget bill in its final conference committee was conducted in secrecy, without the required three hearings for public review. The committee emerged, and in less than 2 hours, the bill was offered on the House floor. One representative rose in objection and questioned whether any member had time to read the 1,800-page document. This is how gambling expansion took place without a vote of the people. Some members of the Ohio legislature, along with Governor Strickland, pushed this provision through with no regard for the Ohio voter. We, the voters, will be denied the chance to vote on whether over 17,000 slot machines should be placed at seven of Ohio's racetracks. Those same legislators didn't stop there. Then they took the audacious step of denying the people the right of referendum. We at the Ohio Christian Alliance don't believe that government should operate that way. That is why we are preparing a legal challenge to this unconstitutional act by state officials. Learn more by going to the Ohio Christian Alliance website at ohioca.org.